I believe, gentlemen, that's all of our business. We just have one that's tabled until our next regular meeting. So at this time, we will now move on to other business, which will be the reorganization for our coming year. And I'll turn the meeting over now to the secretary.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to open the nominations of chairman for chairman of the Board of Adjustment are now open.
Dale Calloway.
I have Dale Calloway.
Second.
I have a second from
Mr. Mills.
Is there any other nominations for chairman?
I move the nomination to be closed.
Second.
Nominations are closed. I'll call by roll call. Mr. McCabe.
Yes.
Mr. Calloway.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Mills.
Hey.
Mr. Workman.
Yes.
By a vote of 5-0, Mr. Calloway will be the chairman for the next year. Okay, let's go into the nomination for vice chairman of the Board of Adjustments are now open. Do you have any nominations?
Mr. McCabe.
Second.
Mr. McCabe by Mr. Mills. And seconded by Mr. Hudson. Take a roll call. Mr. McCabe. Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Calloway?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Mills?
Yes.
By a vote of 5-0, Mr. McCabe will now be the vice chairman for one more year also. Nominations are now closed. Turn the meeting back over to our new chairman. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for your vote of confidence. Okay, now I open the floor up for the office of secretary for the coming year. Nominations are open.
Do we have a choice?
I knew it was coming.
No.
Nomination for Mr. Rickard.
Until he retires the next time.
Yep, he retires the next time. If
he's keeping with some Wawa coffee.
You'll be all right.
Wawa coffee. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. You didn't get a vote yet. What am I thanking you for? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Mills?
Yes.
And Mr. Calloway is yes. By a vote of 5-0, Mr. Rickard will be our secretary for the year of 2008. ? I'm to keep Wawa coffee.
Right. Well, gentlemen, thank you. Bring you up to speed. Our mobile homes are, as you can see, are coming through.
It's good.
There's been a lot of. There's been at least three county councilmen that have checked in to find out why their constituents are getting letters to either come in here or. Be fined $100, and I tell them that that's for the bad guys, the $100.
Which so, is good.
It's starting to take its effect. The new, Mr. Burrow, thank God Mr. Burrow helped me out with the bandit signs. I have a procedure now. We've already gotten the change in the ordinance to county council. It'll be on the 17th for your information. We'll introduce that. I'll have to address county council. And I've asked Mr. Burrell to look over a system that the state hasn't put into effect. But, of course, it's pretty cumbersome. And Mr. Burrell has some suggestions to cut it down to more workable for Sussex County. We will be spearheading that. I know that other counties are probably going to look to us to see if it works.
Oh, that's good. And that's on the 17th of July. You want to present that?
And I'm rewriting the whole new ordinance for signs, and not the whole new ordinance, but changing some things in the ordinance.
No.
And I'm also needing probably need your support when I'm looking for a assigned person, because I think Sussex County's getting to that point where we're going to need somebody. Of course, that's going to be a selling job to our bosses, so see what I can do, and I'll pull figures together. Oh, we've gotten the, Susan Isaac has gotten the sign renewals. In other words, the renewals that's for income that's coming in, it's up to around $35,000 now, from what I understand. It's just renewals, and she's working on that also to get that up to date. That had fell behind, and I read the letter to you last meeting, why it did. And we're making great progress, and I think we are anyway. We're getting back to where we were. So that's all I can say, and that's what concerns the board.
Yeah, if it's any consolation, you know how the guys ride around on Friday afternoon and Sunday afternoon with a trailer full of signs that they stick out? They do it in Maryland, too.
Really?
Yeah, I saw them yesterday.
Virginia.
I'll bet you if...
I've seen that this week in Virginia. They're doing it.
I'll bet you if Rick and I come up with something that is workable.
Right.
I've checked with...
Standing there with
the sign. To where we store the signs and everything. And the problem we have, of course, I have to appeal to Rick about it, is that you can't just pick them up and then charge them $25 a sign. How about if they want them back? Then you have to have evidence, so to speak, that you had
that in possession,
that sign, and that you did it on a particular date by a particular camera and all this. And I don't know if... you know, what do we need all that? But that's what Rick's looking over now, to see whether we have to have a number on the calendar, a camera, a date and a name, who did it. And
why not just send somebody out with a can of white paint or spray paint?
On the sign or something. Somehow, I'm sure
you could find some kids that do it pretty cheap.
Mr. Lang talked to Mr. Burrell today and said, why don't we just go out and pick them up?
Spray them. Then they won't be able to use them until the next time.
On a Monday, be white Tuesday, you know, do something. Whatever. I'm sure you, Mr. Burrell, can come up with it. But
so the biggest thing is they wanted something done about it. We've done something about it. Now let's see if they act on it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay. But that being it, gentlemen, that'd be it then for this evening. I hope everybody has a nice 4th of July. A safe 4th of July.
Yeah, that's right.
That's coming. That'll be Wednesday, and then we'll see everyone on the 16th. Okay, there being no other business, I'll be open for adjournment. All those in favor?
Sayonara.
All of you have a good 4th.
Yep. Yeah. And a safe 4th.
Safe.
Wherever you may travel.
Yeah, that's important.
And a full 5th.
Huh?
And a full 5th.
No, I can't.